James, over 400 runs scored there. That was an unbelievable night, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I think my heart's still racing about 400 beats per minute, but turned out to be a really good wicket at the start. It'd been used a couple of times, so we weren't quite sure what the surface was going to be like. I think it played pretty well, and as some wickets have this year, sort of as the lights have got onto it and the dew's got onto it, it's become even better. So in the end, to hold a nerve at the end, yes, obviously bowled a great final over. But yeah, we obviously posted a good score and ebbed and flowed a bit after the start. They got off too. We had to peg it back, and a couple of wickets always changes it. When you need 204, you've got to go like that the whole way through. So yeah, it's a great game to play in, but very happy we got over the line.
25 they needed off the last three. I mean, it just looked as though they actually had it there, didn't they?
Yeah, it looked like they'd done, you know, the hard work. But, you know, Yasser held his nerve brilliantly there. Woody bowled, you know, good over up until the last two balls there. Got a couple of important wickets, but missed a hole as he can do. And they put him away, so it made the last over pretty tense. But Yasser bowled brilliantly and nailed his Yorkers.
Yeah, so when Nash and George Bailey went in that same over, it just looked as though it swayed your way, but it was never always the case, was it?
Yeah, no, it was, you know, in between both teams looking like they were going to win that. You know, Nash played well. I think we missed a couple of chances in the field, but that happens generally in 2020. But yeah, just very happy that we've got the win.
You carried your bat for the third time this year.
Yeah, playing better. I think, you know, at the end I'd like to be shiking it a bit cleaner, but in the end, to take 90 or 60 balls or whatever it was. Ace and Weeks played great knocks around me, so I think, you know, it's important that we didn't lose too many wickets there.
Did you aim for sort of 200, or is it just one of those scores that, in the end, it had just happened?
I think early on, me and Carb said it was a 180-plus wicket. The ball was coming on pretty well, and outfield was quick and that sort of thing. So aiming sort of around 180, but, you know, if you Ace came in and scored straight away, Weeks played really well, so to get over 200 was great, I think, in the end.
You really needed that win, because Glamorgan won tonight, even Surrey won tonight.
Yeah, we did need it. I haven't actually seen the other scores, although Woody said Kent lost by one run. That would have been good for us if they had been able to win that game, but hopefully it's in our own hands. I haven't looked at the table, but it's an important win, and, you know, to do it in that style, I think we've had good wins here over the last few years, so it's a nice place to come and win, especially when they beat us in our home patch.
It's been sort of tricky, hasn't it, the last few weeks? You've been losing a few, but just when you've needed those performances, like last week against Surrey, you pulled them out of the draw.
Yeah, we have. We haven't played, you know, our best cricket recently. Back to like what we did a couple of years ago, we all seem to do it the hard way, and even tonight, you know, we won by one run or two runs, whatever it was in the end, so done it the hard way, but the job's done, and turn our attention to Sunday and then a big game next Thursday, I think, against Somerset.
You brought Mason Crane back into the side and you showed your faith in him. He bowled three overs tonight.
Yeah, well, he's a wicket-taking option. I think he's a young lad and at times he's going to, you know, get targeted, but he got a crucial wicket of Machin there, and that's the way it goes. They went after him a little bit, but everyone, you know, 400 runs in the game, everyone's got a bit of tap tonight.
Well done.
Thank you.